That should be the strive, not an effort to show that we are brave or powerful. Everybody knows we're brave. Everybody knows we're powerful. We don't have to have our people get killed to prove that.
Senator Leahy, he has long been opposed to our administration's policy in Lebanon. Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger, speaking on Face the Nation, said that sending in more Marines would not necessarily help the Marines perform their mission, but the Navy task force offshore is vital, and the president's team is looking into whether it provides enough support. The families of those 120 men will start getting the phone calls from the Pentagon this afternoon. Marine Commander Tim Garrity in Lebanon says, though, that this kind of attack only strengthens the resolve of the men who went in determined to secure the area. The strength of the spirit is all over the faces of 17,000 people today. Under a gray rain and bleak New York autumn day, they flocked to the testing grounds. A million more lined the streets of New York to see who can make it through the New York Marathon. Via satellite, this is the RKO Radio Network.
What?
All right, we thought you ought to check out that news because it's kind of unsettling, it's kind of upsetting, and kind of reminiscent of a time that we all are very aware of.
You're listening to Jukebox Memories on Honey Radio WHND with Tim Nixon.
A little CC Roddy there, and that was number 14 on the Keener 13 Music Guide for October 23rd, 1966. All right, we're going to be back with number 13 in just a second, got to sell some groceries, and we just thought we'd break things up and have to run that little news clip because of the situation, the circumstances this morning with the Marines over there in Lebanon, and thought you ought to know about it. So I hope it wasn't too obtrusive, but that's the way it is. And let's see if we're a little smarter this time around. I hope so. I certainly do. And we feel and our prayers are going up for the families of those Marines this morning. And I mean that seriously.
New Arby's Barbecue. It's calling you.
Saying put a little spice in your weekend with Arby's Barbecue. Hickory-flavored ribs and chicken. Come on, dig into meaty, mouth-watering real ribs. Tender and juicy, smothered in smoky sauce. So savory, you'll delight in every bite.
New Arby's Barbecue.
Saying the weekend's the time for good eating and good times. So bring in the family for a fun feast. Plunge into a platter of smoky, tangy chicken. Or go for real ribs, tender and juicy right down to the bone. Or drive in and take them out. Grab a slab of ribs to go with all those tasty barbecue fixings. What a way to spice up your weekend. What are you waiting for?
Nitro, Detroit's hottest 21 and over nightclub, would like to invite you to an awesome celebration this Thursday, October 20th. This Thursday, Nitro presents its annual Oktoberfest celebration, featuring free admission for ladies, 2-for-1 cocktails until midnight, a free continental breakfast, and beer specials all night long. Hi, I'm Mike Summers, and I'll be at Nitro this Thursday for the Oktoberfest party, and I'd like all of you to join me for the celebration Thursday at Nitro, where the ladies will be admitted free. Nitro has the largest dance floor in the Detroit area, and plays the best in top 40 video music. Don't forget about Ladies Night every Tuesday at Nitro and those incredible weekend parties every Friday and Saturday night with free admission for ladies. Nitro, located at the intersection of Telegraph Road and the Jeffries Freeway. Join me, Mike Summers, this Thursday night at Nitro for a fantastic Oktoberfest celebration. Nitro, where Detroit dances. 21 and over, proper dress, please.
All right, now the Detroit Repertory Theater, and by the way, I realize that's dated copy. We'll have to kick somebody's hiney for that one, but he's there every Thursday night, so I guess that's okay. Not the 20th, that was last week. The Detroit Repertory Theater is the place to be for the theater's annual Halloween costume party. It'll cost you $10 per person for a complete evening of fun. The party's set for Saturday, October 29th. You can call 868-1347 if you'd like some more information. That is community information from Honey 56 WHND. Number 13 in the Key to 13 countdown, Danny Hermes Hermes.
Little dance.
Daddy there, Hermits, and that was number 13 on the top 13 countdown for Keena 13. Number 12 is next, and I guess, I don't know, was this the only hit for this group, Tom?
Yeah, if you want to call it a hit, it was a dance.
It's a dance called The Willy. Oh, wait a minute, I got to do this before quarter to one. There's a 35th wedding anniversary going on, and Mr. and Mrs. Fred and, Mr. and Mrs. Fred Whitmer, the lady's name being Doris, of course, is celebrating anniversary number 35 right now, and the Swamp Man, who always listens to Jukebox Memories, has it on right now at their anniversary. I guess they're there hanging out, having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or something. So we just wanted to say hi, greetings, and thanks for listening to us, all right? And now you can dance and shake it off, doing the Willy. Honey 56, a group called The Willies, a song called The Willy, and that was kind of strange. This is number 12. Number 11 coming up after, what year are we talking about here?
Remember 1966.
What kind of year was it for you?
A very good year.
Thank you. States indeed, Born Free. Number 11, Roger Williams there, 1966. The Key to 13, Countdown. Bob Seger and A Last Heard, East Side Story. Number 10, as we keep on counting. Great Indy, Honey 56, Jukebox Memories, and Tommy Rowe. Hooray for Hazel, 1966. And that, as a matter of fact, was number 9 in the Keener 13 countdown for the week of October 23rd. Tom Knight and myself hanging around for just a little over another hour. We're going to finish up the countdown. We've got some more stuff from 66 to lay on you. And just try to remember what was going on in 66. For one thing, Batman was a giant hit. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. And Question Mark and the Mysterians were around. Nancy Sinatra, daughter of the man, got into the family tradition and became a recording star. Took a little walk in funky pair of boots and just some good stuff. So hang around. We got more to come.
The Waterbed Event of 1983 is taking place at every Waterbed Gallery showroom now till Monday. This special event gives you 8 reasons to own a Waterbed Gallery waterbed now. That's right. 8 waterbeds all under $300. The famous Ponderosa is $129. Our best-selling Sonora is $169. The luxuriously padded New Orleans is $219. But there's much, much more. The Brass Exited Voyager is only $249. The Capri Bookcase is $269. Discover the super padded Albany at $279. Or our Satin Oak Zinfandel at a never-before-seen $289. The San Carlos tops them all at an incredible $299. But hurry, this sale ends Monday at 9 p.m. and only at
Waterbed Gallery, the better waterbed, better waterbed store.
Waterbed starting at $129 only at Waterbed Gallery. Check your yellow pages for the location nearest you.
Hey, Vanners. Burmeister's warehouse is packed with $1 million worth of van, truck, and car accessories. Van stuff is priced all stock to move out fast and clear the warehouse. Get over to Van Stuff by Burmeister today. Captain's chairs, $98. Sofa beds from $249. GM van running boards, $79.95 a pair. DZ pickup running boards, $59.95. Van Stuff tire covers, $2.95. Aerie sunroofs, $30. Aircraft lights, $5. Four-piece rubber flares, $19. Pickup sliding windows from $39. Valley push bars, $30. Curtains, $2 a pair. Large bay windows, $40. Deluxe 4-inch tube bumpers with hitch, $39. Ladders, $29. Roof racks, $18. Fog light kits, $18.95. Fog light covers, $2. Truckload sale on car and truck seat covers. Values to $89. Save big. $29. Sheepskin covers. Regularly $99. Now only $49. Musical horns, $29. Car and van winter storage covers from $69. Just in. Save on car and truck front cover bras from $59. Van Stuff by Burmeister is located on Woodward just north of 13 Mile Road and has new fall hours. Van Stuff will now be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's every night till 9 p.m. Sunday 11 to 4. That's Van Stuff by Burmeister.
The controversial Medicare law has just been signed into law. 1966, remember? 1983, remember this? Detroit area weather for Farmington Hills, Monroe, and Carlton. I'm trying to read his writing here. We're sounding very like we're going in a heavy direction, like CKLW did, you know. Dense fog dissipating this afternoon. Periods of clouds falling from the skies in the form of intermittent drizzle. And high of 56. Cloudy and a chance of drizzle tonight, low 46. Partly sunny, Honey, tomorrow. And 57 degrees right now. Drizzle 55. And that's right here at Honey. WHND with me and the left bank. 66, number 8, they call it Walk Away Renee.
Yeah.
we're taking a look at J.J. Jackson at number 7 on the Keener 13 countdown. It's all right.
You don't know.
Six. Right after we just kind of address the fact that we are here.
Just don't know what to do.
to the Honey 56 Jukebox Memories with Dionne Warwick in here from 1966. And, hey, I just don't know what to do with myself, you know? And that was number 6 on the Keener 13 countdown for the week of October 23rd. Now, just a note on the Pozo Seco Singers. No, they will not be in town for a concert tonight, but they would have been in 66. Mm-hmm. And they had a hit song that is number, as we count backwards, I guess it would be number 5, right? And Tom was telling me that the Pozo Seco Singers were the preliminary folks to the Serendipity Singers. No, the Serendipity Singers were first, then the Pozo Seco Singers, right? Well, but they put the Serendipity Singers back together and did that White Castle commercial over there, the Sliders, you know, on TV. Yeah, so these guys have been around, man. They are stars, major stars. This is number 5 on the Keener 13 countdown. I can make it with you.
When the world was on my shoulders and all hope for tomorrow was gone, you touched my hand and baby made me see. And when life has lost its meaning and my dreams have been shattered by time, you touch my hand and baby made me see.
The Pozo Seco Singers. Number 5 on that countdown, the Keener 13 countdown. This lady, this was her last real rock hit. She's had a lot of country hits since then. Her name, Brenda Lee, coming on strong. And number 4 on the Keener 13 Music Guide countdown for October 23rd, 66.
Coming on strong. Pain. Come on in.
Come on in.
808 to New Honey 56. Coming on strong, Brenda Lee from 1966, the Keener Music Guide 13 Countdown for October 23rd, 1966. And that was number four. We're going to save number three, two, and then one for just about a couple minutes. Got to sell some groceries. Then we're going to do it. Also, we're going to give you the lineup, the disc jockey list, their time slots and everything, who was on the air on Keener 13 at that time. A couple of them we talked to a couple of weeks ago when we did Rock Radio of the 60s right here on Jukebox Memories. Tom Knight and myself, Tim Nixon, returning in just a second.
I want to be a ghost.
An astronaut.
I want to be a pirate.
Shiver me timbers.
This year, McDonald's would like you to help us make Halloween safe for the kids. So we're offering our treat coupon book. Just buy a $1 book filled with 12 McDonald's dessert coupons. Good for pies, soft serve cones, sundaes, and McDonaldland cookies to give us delicious, safe treats. Then we'll give you a jack-o'-lantern decal to put on your front door so kids and parents will know where to find the McDonald's treats.
I want to be a vampire.
A cat.
And to hold all the McDonald's treat coupons, your kids can even get a free reflective trick-or-treat bag that can easily be seen in the dark.
I want to be a clown. I want to be a bag of french fries.
So come to McDonald's for your treat coupon book and make this Halloween a safe and happy one.
Thanks, McDonald's.
Redeemable by children 12 and under at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Prices may vary, plus tax where applicable.
Galloping with goblins, watching for witches and warlocks, that's the perennial fun of Halloween. Cecile's in Birmingham is ready and waiting to help you celebrate this October 31st. Hello, Cecile Reichlin here. Cecile's can really help you create the Halloween atmosphere with paper skeletons, spooks and scarecrows, paper pumpkins and streamers, Halloween party cups, plates and tablecloths, novelty candles, all by American Greetings and all at 40% off manufacturer's suggested retails. Choose laurel cards by American Greetings to say boo to friends and family, little or grown-up kids alike. And if you want to be the trick-or-treat experts in your neighborhood, stock up on Cecile's absolutely deep discounted selection of Hershey, M&M, Kit Kat, Mars, Milky Way, Three Musketeers, Snickers, Almond Joy, Brax and Sanders, Kisses, Candy Corn, Indian Corn, and foil wrap novelties, everything at least 30% off retail. If you want Halloween, then you want Cecile's in Birmingham, 850 South Woodward, where Hunter and Woodward meet between 14 and Maple. Cecile's, where we really care about you. Watch for very special Cecile's.
WHMD Honey Radio welcomes Gene Pitney to Detroit on Saturday, November 5th for a special one-night concert at the Grand Circus Theater in downtown Detroit.
When Liberty Valance rode to town.
Come out and share in the memories.
I live on the west side. She lives on the east side of the street.
Gene Pitney. Coming to Detroit Saturday, November 5th at 8 p.m. at the Grand Circus Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all CTC outlets and at the Grand Circus box office. For more information, call 965-5563. 965-5563 for Gene Pitney.
My arms reach out for you.
56, Jukebox Memories and Wipeout. Number three, actually, the song came out in 1963 the first time. They reissued it. It was a hit again in 1966, and on the Keener Music Guide that I'm looking at right now for the week of October 23rd, he actually, Wipeout was number three again. So 3 years earlier, it was out, and also in 66, it was number three. Here is number two on the Keener 13 Music Guide, October 23rd, 1966. Countdown. You might recognize it. The kid's just down the street, as a matter of fact. His name? Hey, Mitch, come on over here. Is that his dad's name, too? Or was it? It probably called him a son of a Mitch. Taking a look at Keener 13's Music Guide for October 23rd, 1966. This is song number one. If you've been keeping count, you should have 30 through one now. Johnny Rivers and the Four, Side of Town.
How can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything.
nice things on the poor side of town.
Poor Side of Town from 1966, number one in the Keener 13 Music Guide countdown for October 23rd, 1966. That concludes our countdown. If you missed any of the numbers, we counted it from 30 to 1. You can call in or write in or whatever, and we'll give you a whole list of it, all right? But at any rate, we're going to continue until 2 o'clock with all the hits from 1966, so stick around and get your kicks.
Have you been thinking about buying a new home? Then you should be thinking about Pulte, Michigan's largest and one of America's biggest builders of custom-designed homes. We've grown because we're a leader. We lead the way with innovative financing plans and interest rates that are well below the current market. We lead the way with carefully chosen sites that offer the most desirable school and community facilities. When you visit any of our 10 locations from Rochester to Farmington Hills, you'll see beautiful condominiums priced from the 40s and single-family homes from the 50s to the 100s, all with Pulte's award-winning colonial and ranch-style designs, and all built with our careful attention to detail and craftsmanship. Of course, most of Pulte's homes feature our unique extra bonus space to finish when and how you choose. So if you're thinking about buying a new home, consider this. No one gives you as much or as much home for your money as Pulte. Check your newspaper for details, and then visit a Pulte home.
Hey, the Metro Detroit Chevy dealers just got tough with the competition. How tough? Well, just compare the Chevy S10 Blazer to the Ford Bronco 2. The S10 has more pulling power, more passenger and cargo space, a longer wheelbase, and can carry a bigger payload. And as if that wasn't tough enough on Ford, the S10 Blazer offers options you can't even find on a Ford. Chevy offers Instatrack. That lets you shift in and out of four-wheel drive on the roll. Now, there's just no way you can do that with a Ford. The Chevy S10 Blazer beats the Bronco 2 every which way but loose, and then sells for $700 less than the Ford. Based on manufacturer's suggested list price, and options may vary, but buying the best for $700 less is a good way to start any day. When the going gets tough, it's time to go to your Metro Detroit Chevy dealers, the ones with a real tough price advantage. Have you saved $700 lately?
table off. Detroit area weather for Wall Lake Monroe and Grosse Pointe Farms. A dense fog dissipating this afternoon with periods of cloudy skies and intermittent drizzle. Kind of a dreary day out there. High of 56. Cloudy and a chance of drizzle tonight with a low of 46 tomorrow, though. Just in time to go back to work. The sunny skies will return, at least partially, and a high of 57. Right now with drizzle out there, it's 54 degrees at Honey Radio WHND, and well, back in 66, the lady came into her own. Her daddy was well known, and some just called him the man, some call him old Blue Eyes, but she had a hit of her own, and became kind of a family tradition. And these boots were made for walking with Nancy.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. Now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Frankie Valli had himself a TV show. This was a theme song. It didn't last very long, but it was in 1966. It went like this. You're ready now.
Thank you. Jukebox Memories on Honey Radio, WHND.